Hi, welcome to MR Explorer. I'm Zee Johnson, your host. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about events that happen within our industry, the industry being the market research industry, attendance at those events, who's going, and some improvements that I think we can make to those events, whether we're in charge of them, whether we work for brands, or whether we work for agencies. So first, these events. The thing that got me thinking about this was the fact that I actually attended two local market research events recently, and it was really interesting to see A, the small turnout at both events, and B, the very low turnout by brands at those events. And it caused me to reflect back on my time working for brands and why I didn't attend those events when I worked for a brand. Because I'll be honest, I was one of those brand side insights people who did not attend the market research events, whether local, regional, national, etc. So let me talk from my experience first, and then I'll talk a little bit more about how I think this is being reflected and what is seeming to happen at research events in general, at least the ones that I've been to. So from my experience, the reason why I did not attend research events. Number one had to do with the fact that oftentimes these events were, if they were held in the evening, it was really hard for me to make a decision between wanting to come home and be with my family and wanting to basically extend my work day and put in the travel time that it would take. Anyone who's familiar with the Seattle area knows that if you travel between the hours of 4 and 6 p.m., maybe sometimes 4 and 7 p.m., it can just be a beast trying to make it from east side to west side, from west side to east side, from north to the south, etc. And whether you're trying to meet in downtown Seattle or you're trying to meet somewhere over on what is referred to as, quote, the east side with Bellevue and Redmond, if you're trying to go into Seattle, you're having to deal with paying for parking, trying to find parking in the first place that's anywhere near where you're going to. And it just ends up being a bear, the entire experience. So there's already quite the barrier to overcome in order for me to even think of going to an event. Second is the thought of is the value that I'm going to get from this thing going to be more than or at least worth not being at home with my family, especially after a really long work day? And perhaps it was a work day where I wasn't able to work from home because I'll be honest, it was easier for me to want to go to these events if I had the ability to work from home first and then travel to the event. Because in that case, it wasn't me basically spending an hour plus driving to work and then that time, same amount of time traveling to the event and then possibly that same amount of time traveling home. But also just the emotional and the mental load that went along with that. When you have just been in back-to-back meetings from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. or 4 p.m. so that you can get out somewhat early enough to make it to a dinner event, for example, it can be really draining. And by the time that 4 o'clock marker rolls around, you're really not interested in sitting and talking more shop because you've just spent all day trying to convince stakeholders to listen to you in the first place. At least that was somewhat my experience when I was working at Microsoft. There's also events that are national and even international. And in those cases, it wasn't so much an issue of me needing to decide whether or not it was worth the time that I wasn't going to be spending at home, as much as it had to do with being able to convince my management that it was worth their time and money to send me to said conference. Be it a short half-week conference like IIEX, or something longer like ISOMAR Congress, or CRC, the Corporate Research Conference, which is just a couple of days. Sometimes it could be very difficult for me to make that case to my management about why it was worth having me, a junior employee, by all measures of the organization, going and attending this event. It wasn't necessarily training, it wasn't necessarily 100% specific to my role. And for them, it was hard to see the value in sending me and making that expenditure of time and money to have me attend that kind of a conference. Frankly, it wasn't until I was in an operations role that I was able to make a case for why I should attend conferences, because my role on the brand side was having to deal with helping guide the organization into what we were going to be doing in the future. What skills did we need? And in order for me to do that, it actually was necessary for me to go and see what was being done already, who was doing what things could I bring back to try to implement that within the team at large. So that's my experience on why, as a brand side insights professional, I personally did not attend local or regional or national or international events. I mean, honestly, when you think international, it becomes even more of a selling point, of a sales barrier to make for someone who is somewhat junior, not in a management position, just running projects, to go to their management and say, "Hey, you know what you should do? You should send me to Europe to go and spend a week talking, listening to people talk about research." It can be a little bit difficult. If you work on the brand side, I am absolutely certain you understand that. And that came with its own frustration. It wasn't that I didn't want to go necessarily. It was that I myself was struggling to find a way to position the attendance of these particular events as something that would be valuable in any way to my management. Now, let's take a look at what's happening, at least from what I'm seeing from attending IIEX this last year, to what I've been hearing happening with TMRE, which is the market research event, and beyond. That it seems to be keeping brands from wanting to attend these kinds of events in the first place. And that is an overwhelming number of agencies who are lining the expo halls, who are giving the talks at these events without clients alongside them. And I think, again, speaking from my experience as a Microsoft employee going to an event like this, it became very, very daunting this last time. And I think I spoke about this in a previous episode. It became very daunting to attend any of the tracks that I wanted to attend at IIEX without what felt like running the gauntlet of agencies. Now, I say that in full acknowledgement that I am now working for one of the agencies that has often has space at the on these expo halls, on these expo floors, is trying to get people's attention. But can I just be frank here? I don't think having a booth is the best value that you're going to get as an agency sitting at one of these events. Market researchers, market insight professionals are just getting so tired of hearing everyone and hearing the sales pitch from different people, and oftentimes hearing similar sales pitches from multiple people. And it just gets to the point that I don't know if the message is landing correctly. I know I've talked about this before as a call to the agencies to make sure that you differentiate yourselves from everyone else that you happen to be sharing the expo hall with, especially if it's in a tight space and you're sharing a space that's like 4 feet wide with someone else right next to you, so there's just enough room for your banner to be right behind you and basically nothing else. But let's face it, if you, as an agency employee, put yourselves in the shoes of a brand insights professional, and you go to a market research event and you find yourself looking at wall-to-wall vendors that you have to walk through in order for you to get to your particular track where you're just wanting to hear what another brand is doing in terms of social intelligence, what do you think that experience is going to be like? Would you want to continue doing that? I don't think so. But therein lies the problem, right? What do you agencies do, or we, I suppose I should put myself in that position since I now work for Zappi. What should we do at these conferences and at these events in order for us to make sure that we are not the reason brands aren't attending? I think part of it is if we're giving a talk, we need to be giving that talk alongside someone else if it's going to be brand specific. There needs to be a case study that is presented by the customer about how they use our product. It should not be us talking about how other customers use our product. Unless you're doing something that is truly product agnostic, that can be attribute, that can be applied regardless the brand you're working at or regardless the agency you work for. Because I think there are those types of thought leadership pieces that can be presented in a way that makes sense, provides value to any brand and every brand, and doesn't end up getting in the way of a brand wanting to attend the talk and is not a sales pitch. But then let's also talk brands. Brands, you've got to start coming to these things. There is value to be had. If you're a manager of insights professionals on the brand side, think of the value you would have gotten from this, from attending these types of events, if you had been a junior employee able to attend even a local event, encouraged to attend a local event, let alone a national event or an international event. Think what value that would have given you in your career. Yes, okay, you can be concerned about losing your employee to someone else. But isn't that also a reflection of how you probably are helping position that employee? Isn't it in your best interest to build up your employees for their success, their long-term success? If you continue to keep them home, to keep them sitting at their desks, doing the day in and day out work, and not getting to have the opportunity to see what other brands are doing, to see what other teams are doing, you are keeping them from growing in their careers. And that, in essence, means you're keeping them from being able to gain the skills and the expertise that they need in order for them to fill your shoes eventually. And I just think is a disservice to everyone on that equation. So just some thoughts on event attendance, why they're not being attended by brands very well, what brands can do, what agencies can do. I would love to hear more from you about why, if you're on the brand side, you're reluctant to attend or to send employees to events. I would also love to hear from you on the agency side, if you are doing something different in the way that you approach events and what you attend and how what kind of a presence you have at that event. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can also find me on Twitter at ZONTZIRY. Thanks and talk soon.